Okay, good morning, everybody, in the good air of Shabbos. So Shishi of Pinchas takes us to the Karban Musaf of Pesach, which is the same motif as Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, or the Yom HaBikurim, as it's called here, as Rashi notes, because of the Shtei Halachim, which follows it, is always Shnei Parim, the Ayilachad, and the Shiva Kivasim. And then we have the beginning of the Tishrei cycle, the Yamim Noraim as well, in Shishi. The Tishrei in general is different than the Nisan, Shavuos, Rosh Chodesh, which are all tied in together, cycle in terms of the Elim and the Parim being the same amount. So by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's one each, and that one Par, one Ayil, with seven Kivasim. And on Sukkot, we fundamentally double that, right? You have two Elim and 14 Kivasim, but the ratio is the same as 7 to 1, right? And the Parim, right, that's where you have the decreasing order in Sukkot, so it changes 13, 12, down to 7. But basically, you have the Nisan motif, and then you have the Tishrei motif in terms of the equation between the Par and the Elim being stable. So this is a kind of an outlier in different ways, but the Ayil and the Kvasim is 7 to 1 ratio. So Rashi has a comment to Miyosod Shor B'Moshe Adarshan to understand not the Chatas of the Moadim, a series of Echad the Chatas, but the Karban Ola. Whether that Ola is 10 animals or 9 animals, as the case may be. We talked about Pesach and Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos being 10 animals with 2 Parim and 1 Ayil and 7 Kvasim, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur being 9 animals, 1, 1, and 7. So it says that the Parim is a reference to Avraham Avinu, Vela Bakar Ratz Avraham. The Ayil, not surprisingly, is a reference to Yitzchak Avinu, Tmuras Ayil. And the Kvasim reference to Yaakov Avinu, Kvasim, he freed Yaakov. So if you look at the context, obviously not just a sort of like a little matching game, you get to work in all of the Avos, but it seems like what Moshe Hadarshan, cited by Rashi, is driving at is that the Karban Ola, which is Kalil Hashem, which represents total devotion and dedication, only the Oros are the Kohanim. So there is an amalgam or an admixture of 3 disparate elements within the Karban Ola of the Mo'adim, where there's a sacred dimension today, a special Kedushas Hayom, one that draws on a Midah of Avram, one that draws on a Midah of Yitzchak, and one that draws on a Midah of Yaakov, which are all combined together in the special Ola of the Mo'adim, of the days of the elevated Kedushas Hazman. So what are those elements? So by Avram, right, Vela Bakarat Avram, it's Avram's chesed. So as the Ibn Ezra notes, the term chesed connotes extreme. That's why sometimes we can find it in Arayos. So chesed, it's extreme behavior, total devotion. Avram Avinu, if you were looking at the paradigmatic act of chesed that connoted extreme, is Vayirai Lav Hashem Beilonei Mamrei VeYoshev Pesachol Kechom Hayom, that it was Shlishi Lemilaso, and he had every right to be inside and to Ve'al Habakar Ratz Avraham, right? So the total Mesiris Nefesh in terms of Chesed, right? In the Ki Mimcha Kol Umiyadcha Nasanulach Tenlo Mishalo, right? This idea that it all belongs to Hashem anyway, so Chesed is just an opportunity for me to take that which Hashem has blessed me with, and to use it properly, to use it to help sustain others, and in that way, to become even closer to Hashem, because that's what Hashem does. Hashem gives freely. So the first midah, the midah of Avram, is the midah of chesed, total commitment, right? The second midah is mesiris nefesh, in the literal sense of the term, b'chol nafsh, chafil no telas nishmascha, of temuras ayil, of Yitzchak being willing to sacrifice everything. Right? And that's also part of the Korban Ola. So the Ola, which is Kalil Hashem, total devotion, Chesed, Mesiris Nefesh, being willing to sacrifice for Kiddush Hashem. And the third element, the context of Yaakov Asim, he freed Yaakov, is Yaakov's Bitachon, right? That, Ra'a Elokim Vayochach Amesh, that the Kaddish Baruch Hu was going to reward him for Hayisi Vayom Achala Nichor Vekerach Balaila Vatidat Shnasim Me'inai, Trefalo Hevesi Elachan Ochia Chatanim Yadit Vakshana Gnuvti Yom Gnuvti Laila, that Yaakov Avinu never compromised himself and his integrity, his MS, in the base Lavan, and therefore he was sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would reward him for his actions. So the bitachon, a total sense of trust that Hashem would not abandon him to Lavan and to Lavan's machinations. So the special ola of the regalim and of the zmanim in general, where there's an elevated kedushas hazman, so that somehow really appeals to these three midos, the mida of chesed, the mida of mesiras nefesh, and the mida of bitachon. So when we talk about what a korban ola represents, and giving entirely of oneself. So a Jew gives of himself entirely in three different ways. A Jew entirely devotes himself to chesed, which is in the Haftarah from Parashas Balak, Yigidachadam, Matov, Hashem, Derech, Neush, Mimcha, Masos, Mishpat, Avas, Chesed. We give ourselves over to chesed. Avas, Chesed. We love chesed. We don't just do chesed. A total commitment. Mesiras Nefesh, in the ultimate sense of the term. Ola, the ultimate sense, the Ola, the Elo, Shul Yitzchak, Achar, Nechaz basvach bekarnav, and then also bitachon is a total commitment, a total devotion and trust that for 20 years of struggle and travail, and hayisi vayom achalani chor v'kerach balayla, that ra'alokim vayochach amesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward that, as the Rama has in Shulhei Hilchos Chiros, in the last halacha of Hilchos Chiros in Perikid Gimel. So the Rama talks about right, Yaakov Hatzadik and Yifrot Ha'ish Ma'od Ma'od, that the bitachon that Yaakov demonstrated that he would never cut a cord and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of him and reward for his integrity. So the Rambam makes that point quite explicitly. So on days of Kedusha Shazman, when we offer that Korban Ola, the Ola, which symbolizes total commitment, hits on three fundamental areas of commitment: commitment to Chesed, the commitment to Mesiras Nefesh per se, Hadavar be'atzmo, and then bitachon, a sense of trust in the deliverance of Hashem.